Congress begins another battle over abortion legislation today. The House is scheduled to vote on a bill called the Abortion Non-Discrimination Act. The legislation would limit the federal government's ability to require health care institutions to provide abortion-related services. NPR's Julie Rovner reports it represents a new twist in the abortion debate.
This newest fight starts with so-called conscience clauses, laws that allow healthcare personnel to decline to offer services that they object to on moral or religious grounds. Conscience clauses themselves are nothing new. 46 states let individuals opt out of providing abortion services. The federal government has several such laws, including one that dates back to 1973, the same year the Supreme Court made abortion legal nationwide. But Richard Dorflinger of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops says the federal patchwork of these laws needs mending. For example, a 1996 federal law allows hospitals to opt out of training doctors to perform abortions. But Dorflinger says many of those same hospitals still have to provide abortions under state laws.
Obviously, it's ridiculous policy to say a hospital cannot be forced to do training in abortions, but can be forced to do them. That would be creating a government mandate for unskilled abortions.
The bill the House will take up would in effect allow any individual or health care entity to decline to offer, pay for, or refer a patient for an abortion. Dorflinger says it's needed because there are more and more mergers between religious hospitals that don't do abortions as a matter of policy and lay hospitals. The result is often that the lay hospital stops doing abortions. So abortion rights groups, including the American Civil Liberties Union, he says, have become increasingly active in trying to block those mergers.
The ACLU has actually told the Attorney General of New Jersey he's supposed to make Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital build an abortion clinic on its premises. Okay, Our Lady of Lourdes Abortion Clinic, to make sure that the people in the community still have access to the full range of abortion services.
Abortion rights supporters agree they're fighting mergers that would result in a net loss of not only abortion services, but in many cases, contraceptive services as well. Marcia Greenberger is co-president of the National Women's Law Center. She says the state laws groups like hers are fighting to enforce are often the only way to ensure access to abortion and other reproductive health services.
State law has provided absolutely essential protections for women caught up in those circumstances to ensure that if a merger like that does take place, that those health care services will be available in the community somewhere.
The Abortion Non-Discrimination Act would likely override both state and federal laws that seek to ensure the availability of abortion-related services. Greenberger says that makes the measure much more sweeping than it appears.
It's a very, very serious bill, and it would be devastating to women's health if it were passed.
Greenberger says the measure is part of a dual-track effort in Congress to attack not only the legality of abortion, but its availability.
This is one in that long line to drive out providers and to make it practically impossible for women to find safe and legal abortion providers. So whatever the law may say, as a practical matter, the ability to get a safe and legal abortion becomes more and more difficult.
The timing of the vote is no accident. With elections approaching, Republican leaders in the House want to shore up their conservative base by appealing to abortion opponents. But the vote could cause some heartburn for moderate Republicans, who may need the votes of abortion rights supporters in November to keep their seats. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.